back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
Glad to be with you here for a Monday, November 8th edition. As always, right alongside Rick Windham on Mondays, and we're glad to go back to the KODY phone lines as we have the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte, Sean Jacobs, joining us. Sean, how was your week last week?
Oh, it was wonderful. Enjoyed the sunny weather this weekend and enjoyed the warmth and just had a really good time of it. So thank you.
Glad to hear. Good.
Thanks for bringing us that weather, sir.
You know, you betcha. And it's funny. I ventured out in the community this week, and I was wearing a jacket that had National Weather Service on it, a little logo. And I was stopped several times, people thanking me and just saying, well, make sure you keep the order.
Yeah. So, glad to hear.
We're all appreciating it.
Yes.
But we know that Mother Nature will get even with us.
Well, and I kind of laugh because, I was talking to this woman, and I said, well, I wish I had something to do with this, but I really don't. And she goes, well, I would take the credit because we're certainly going to blame you when things go bad.
And she's only joking a little bit, too. That's the scary thing. There's some accuracy behind it.
You betcha. You betcha.
Now, Sean, it was warmer temperatures last week. Beautiful fall, spring-like temperatures that we were blessed with and somewhat spoiled with.
Yeah, we had a high temperature yesterday of 81 degrees here in North Platte.
Wow.
Which tied the record, and my mind just drew a blank, but basically tied those 2 years that we hit 81 for that date. But certainly warm. We had some compressional heating out ahead of a cold front that kind of slid through overnight, and that really helped us warm up. But unfortunately, I guess it is November, so we should expect some cooler temperatures, but we're kind of in the cooler side of temperatures now for the rest of this work week. Really highs only in the 50s, even some 30s by the end of the week, with temperatures overnight generally in the 20s and 30s. And then also we're looking at some wind this week. Very little in terms of precipitation chances, but as we get into Veterans Day and beyond, really looking at the potential for some stronger winds here around North Platte.
Okay. What do you see for maybe the rest of the month?
Well, just looking at the climate outlook, we are favoring, if you average the entire month, warmer and drier conditions across across portions of southwest Nebraska. And then you kind of get into that equal chances where basically there's just no strong signal one way or another to suggest otherwise. But it really kind of ties into our discussion that, across southwest Nebraska, it looks like it's going to be warmer and drier, especially this month, averaged out over the entire month.
Warmer and drier throughout the entire month you're calling for, Sean?
Well, not for the entire month, just if you average it. So, now, what is warmer and drier? If we're a degree warmer, then, if your average temperature, which, and I'm just going to make up an arbitrary number, let's just say our average temperature is 45 here in North Platte, and we averaged 46, well, you were warmer. So that's the thing about climate forecasts is, it really looks at, it's difficult to really pinpoint. People hear climate forecasts and they think, okay, well, it's going to be the entire month. Well, no, we're going to still get cold and we'll still see probably some times of precipitation. But as a whole, it's going to be, there's higher odds of it being warmer and drier.
Okay. Interesting. Again, we're glad to have Sean Jacobs joining us, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte. And Sean, what are we looking at all in all for temperatures again this week? It's not going to be horribly cold, but we were spoiled last week, so it's going to feel a little cooler.
Well, considering like today, we have a high temperature going for 54 here in North Platte today with a mix of some sun and clouds. And, when you're talking about 81 yesterday here in North Platte, that's a difference of 25 degrees right there. So it's definitely going to feel much cooler. And then you throw in a north-northwest wind, with gusts, so potentially as high as 25, 30 miles an hour today. It's definitely going to shock the system. And that's really what we're looking at through the entire week. More sun than clouds, very little in the terms of precipitation. I think our best chance of precip comes on Wednesday. But we get these little weak series of cold fronts that drop through, so highs generally through midweek in the mid-50s, but then as we get to the end of the week, we have a high temperature of just 41 degrees on Friday.
Wow.
And with some wind. So it's definitely going to feel cool.
Evening's probably going to be even cooler here throughout the near week as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if there's still some people trying to eke out the last few days of flowers or something out, you definitely going to want to have your plants covered all this entire week. You know, tonight, dropping down in the 20s, with some wind tomorrow night, I don't think we'll get as cool as we do tonight. But then the temperatures really start tanking for lows starting Wednesday night and especially Thursday night. We're going to have temperatures down in the lower 20s around here toward the end of the week. So it's definitely going to feel cool at night. Your furnace is going to be kicking in for sure.
Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Really appreciate it. We had Winter Weather Awareness Week last week, and, you know, we're kind of now shifting gears where we're thinking about the holidays and thinking about snow, and it's just always a good time of year just to make sure that, you have everything set and ready for when winter, because we've already seen one snowfall, and we know more is coming, and the last thing you want to do is have to prepare when the system is ongoing. So just make sure that everybody has everything prepared and ready for winter time. So.
Now, Sean, when we talk about being prepared for winter, what does the National Weather Service Office recommend that Nebraskans have in the event that a storm comes in with not a lot of warning or by a bit of a surprise?
Yeah, sure. So let's talk first about your vehicle. You know, it's we live in a more rural part of the state, so, you know, we see it all the time. People venture out, and they might slide off the road or something. And there's times of the day where, especially at night, where you might not see somebody, pass by you for a while.
Right.
So, we say in your car, just make sure that you have extra, something else to keep you warm, like something in your car. You know, if you're traveling out when it's when we're looking at a pretty big storm and you have the potential to get stuck, you would want to have some high caloric foods, some granola bars or something in your vehicle in case you did get stuck and you're going to have to be there for a couple, a day or so. You definitely want some food in your car to help with that. Water bottles definitely is something good to have in your vehicle. And of course, something to keep you warm. That's the most important thing in your vehicle. And I will say this, I'm amazed how many times during wintertime I'm stopping to fill up for gas or something.
Mm.
And usually it's people with out-of-state plates, but they get out and they're wearing shorts. And,
yes.
You see the kids running in without any, into the gas station with just, shorts or whatever. I think to myself, if you break down, what are you people going to do? And you could be stuck there for an hour, and I just shake my head. I was just like, wow.
That exact scenario prompted a column I wrote about a year ago. And, the guy was, and we were, at zero type temperatures, and this guy wouldn't have lasted an hour out there if he had.
And you think about it, for every time something like that happens, it's taken our first responders away from, emergencies where those could easily be avoided.
Exactly.
And that's just, you're helping your community out. And I would like to also say at home, have a secondary heat source available, whether it be a wood-burning stove or something, just where it's easily accessible to get to wood. If the power does go out, there's a lot of things that you could do to help retain the heat by, blocking off those heat loss sources in your house, making sure that you have, batteries for a light source, for a heat source. I don't have a gas-burning stove, but it needs batteries for the blower on it. And, of course, simple things, making sure, we just had our time change yesterday. Such a good idea to make sure your carbon dioxide monitors or monoxide, just make sure that they have the batteries in there, your smoke alarms, just in case something were to happen. So there's just, simple little things you can do that just help keep yourself safe, you and your family.
Absolutely. Well, Sean, we appreciate the tips, as always. We appreciate you giving some time to us, too, every Monday morning.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Have a good
week. One.
We'll talk to you next Monday.
You have to. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Yep. That, again, is Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte. 8:45 Central, that's 42 degrees, partly sunny today with a high in the mid-50s, as you heard Sean mention. Our time and temp presented to you by Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. They're on the ones in North Platte. Again, 8:46 Central, that's 42 degrees, according to the National Weather Service office in North Platte, on our way to a high today in the mid-50s.